Subject, I don't know how to tell him. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband's sister is a deadbeat mom. She has had 5 kids by 5 different men. My mother-in-law has custody of all these kids. She is in her late 50s. And she really is in no condition to be taking care of all these kids, but she really didn't want to lose them to the system. I feel pressured to take custody of these kids, but it's not something I want to do. I've been taking care of my son since I was young. I want to finish raising him, and then I want to travel, and I want to start new business ventures. How do I tell my husband that I don't want to raise these kids without making him angry? How do I tell him? Am I being selfish? Please tell me. I can take it. All 5 kids are under 10 years old. The youngest is 3 months old. Help me. Thank you. Whew. First of all, I have to ask you, who's pressuring you? Who is it? Is it your mother-in-law? Is it your husband? Has your husband actually said anything to you about taking the kids? Because if they haven't said anything to you or asked you, you definitely don't have to take on this enormous responsibility. Or I have to ask you, is it just you feeling pressure within yourself because you see that the kids need something? And I ask this because both things are very important. There's a big difference, and I'm sure you know this, between actually taking these babies in and becoming their full-time parents and just helping out when needed. Okay, those are two entirely different things. And this is too big of a situation just to leave it to chance. It should be well thought out, well prepared for. And my advice to you is to be honest with your husband. Tell him how you feel as calmly as you can, that you don't want to do this. Tell him why. And if you want to, if you choose to, you can compromise. You can say you can step in and, you know, help out sometimes with babysitting, sleepovers, play dates, things like that. But full-time parents, you're not into that. And hopefully, you know, he'll understand and won't get too angry with you.
Okay. First of all, the pressure is coming from her husband, because in the letter she says, how do I tell my husband that I don't want to raise these kids without making him angry? That's where the pressure is coming from. The guy, the young man, is trying to get the load off his mother so she don't be under so much pressure in her late 50s. He wants to help his sister out because she ain't about nothing. Only problem is, ain't none of these your fault. The worst problem you got is a problem you got because somebody else got a problem. Mm-hmm. Nah, it's all off in your day. See, because you go, hold up, man. What is this over here for? See, I got when I do something wrong, make a mistake. I got that. But when now I got a problem because you got a problem? See, that's a hard problem to deal with. Here's my suggestion. I mean, God bless your husband for wanting to help his mama out. But when you took your vows with your husband, I don't know if you remember them or not, but y'all's 2 vows was to each other. It really don't involve a lot of other people to have for richer or for poor, for better or for worse. But if you got a choice on being poor or rich and you decide to be rich and your husband decide to be poor, that ain't really your fault. Y'all should have been on the same page. But this for better or for worse part, if you gonna bring the worst in, you're asking me to deal with it. You have every right to be angry. He's not being fair to you. He's being fairer to his mama and fairer to his sister. Now, I understand that, but you can't be fairer to your mama and fairer to your sister and disregard your wife's feelings. You finna have a messed up life, my brother. I hate to tell you this, but you finna jack your own life up. 5 kids is a lot of kids, especially when they ain't yours. And even more especially when you don't want them. Kids is work. But did these kids ask to come into this situation? No, they did not. My suggestion to you, this is what I would really do. You know who really need to be put to the fire? Is the woman that done had all these kids. What you mean she ain't in no condition? Well, doggone it, let's get her in condition. Shirley did have a good point. Pitch in, help out, take them for the weekend, stuff like that. Go over there, give your mom a break. Go sit with them, you know, till they go to bed. Go back home. I'll do that. And I'll do that for a period of time while this heifer's in rehab or some type of program. But what you're going to do is you're going to quit making all these babies and then not bear up to your responsibility. Since you got these five different daddies who obviously they ain't nothing because you ain't nothing because you keep doing it, you're going to get in some type of drug rehab program. You're going to get some therapy. You're going to sit around some other women that done gone through this that'll tell you the penalties of this type of behavior. You're going to learn something about your condition, and we're going to get you better. And you're going to get your ass out of rehab in a year or whatever it takes, and you're going to come back and get these kids and raise them yourself. Because what you can't do is put your life on hold. You got dreams. You got visions. You got to put all that on hold. And the youngest one is 3 months?
Ooh. That's starting all over again. Yeah.
For real?
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.